The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. God, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus says, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. You know, there's a number of saints down through history who, they did this literally. Margaret of Scotland, Elizabeth of Hungary, Louis, King of France, Robert Bellarmine, probably several others. They literally invited people in off the street, the poor, the lame, the crippled, the blind, to banquets inside their homes. Perfect imitation of the gospel. And if the Spirit so inclines you to do the same thing, don't let me discourage you. But I think for the most of us, the words of this gospel are a call for us to purify our motives. Jesus says, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame. Are you aware that Jesus does this every day? Right here at this altar. In our tradition, the Eucharist is called a banquet. And who does he invite? Spiritually poor, blind, crippled, lame, people like you and me, people who cannot possibly repay him. And then he turns around and every day he says, now you go out those doors and you do the same. One of the hardest challenges of charity is the realization that people often don't repay you for what you've done. As disciples, as Christians, we should stop expecting them to. Jesus says, blessed are you when they can't repay you. Why blessed? Why blessed? Because now you're loving like your heavenly Father loves. That's why. Now you're worthy of the kingdom of heaven. Question for you here this morning. When people don't repay you for your good deeds, when people don't thank you, when they don't acknowledge you, how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel sad? Do you feel angry? Do you feel taken advantage of? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel all of the above? Nothing wrong with you. That's just fine. That's perfectly natural. But it's not yet supernatural, is it? Think about this for just a moment. If everything you ever did was repaid, every act of kindness that you ever did was repaid dollar for dollar and dime for dime, could anybody say that you're actually loving? Wouldn't it be more accurate to say that everything you do is a business transaction? We're called to so much more. We're called to so much more. And St. Paul says in the first reading that the call of God is irrevocable. This he says about his own people, the Israelites, who have rejected Jesus as the Messiah. And Paul says, in spite of this, God's not going to turn his back on them. They will always be God's chosen people. And when you turn your back on Christ, does he abandon you? He does not. I suppose you would have to say, for the sake of completeness, that you know you can turn your back on him definitively at the last breath of your life, because you know there's such a thing as eternal salvation and unfortunately eternal damnation as well. But short of the last breath of your life, Christ never turns his back on you. And then he tells you to go and do the same for one another. If you love those who love you, if you're repaid for everything that you do, what credit can you claim? Even the tax collectors do as much. But when you love someone who does not love you and does not pay you back, now you're loving like your heavenly Father. Is it hard? Of course it's hard. But I do believe there's one strong consolation in this. One strong consolation. The world will never see what you've done for other people, but your Heavenly Father sees, and your Heavenly Father knows, and your Heavenly Father, who sees what is done in secret, will repay you, and you will not want for your reward. Amen.